The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Last year, I published a memoir called All the Way to Second Street. It took me 30 years and 3 months to write it. Here's how that came about. I am a compulsive writer, a scribbler since the time I was small. When something happens, I'm taking notes. When nothing happens, I'm taking notes. My idea of unprepared is being without a pen. I had been a dutiful pillar of mainstream society until my late 20s, when I left the Rust Belt and moved to the woods to raise chickens, children, and consciousness. I also kept filling up spiral notebooks. 10 years went by. I had some experiences that seemed to be worth telling. For another 10 years, I tried and failed to settle on a straightforward, once-upon-a-time, start-to-finish telling of the story that didn't also diminish it. And then, for 10 years after that, the 3 grocery bags full of spiral notebooks I'd filled up in the 80s sat around, untouched. I started volunteering at my local community radio station and learned how to talk into a microphone. Or, more accurately, I got addicted to the sound of my voice coming back at me through the headphones. Somewhere in there, I developed the winter habit of allowing myself to be snowed in. No more plowing, no more car wars, no more slogging to town. The snow piled up, and I stayed home and played with my toys. 1 year, in the long white silence, a friend sent me a manuscript of poems which I recorded and sent back to her so she could hear what her poems sounded like when somebody else read them. These poems were so complex and beautiful that speaking one aloud was like singing an aria. It took me days to learn how to read them in a way that their layers of meaning would come through. When I finished, I couldn't stop. My mouth still wanted to read, and my ears still wanted to hear my voice through the wires. It didn't matter what. So I started reading those old notebooks into the microphone. Hearing myself speak in the voice of the person I was when I was 27 years old completely changed the way I thought about the decisions that girl had made. I understood her limitations. She didn't have clue one about living in the big world. Of course, the fabulous adventure she was about to undertake was going to put her at the bottom of a mudslide. Instead of thinking she was dumb, which I always had, I liked her. She started out in high heels carrying a briefcase on the sidewalks of Detroit and ends up serving quesadillas to her 2 small children in a little house in an Idaho town on 2nd Street. As soon as the title hit me, I understood the story. All the way to 2nd Street. In the metaphor of life as journey, or even life as board game, if you live long enough, you go down a lot of roads. And the story I had to tell was how I got to 2nd Street. The following winter, I pulled a chair up to the wood stove and began the methodical task of reading every single word that girl had written in every single one of those notebooks. The first notebook had begun exactly 30 years before. Organizing and understanding the contents of those notebooks took 3 months. 3 solid months. Reading, not reading, marking pages with sticky notes, typing, looking at old photos, rereading, retyping, all the way to 2nd Street. For me, an education about the kinds of experiences a person has on her way from being a child to becoming an adult. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.